Welcome to Changing the Narrative, Pacoima. Hi, my name is Agueda de Santiago.
Hello, my name is Wilfredo Baca.
Hello, my name is Jenny Gonzalez. We all know we have had our fair share of experience in school. Today, we are here to talk about our experience, whether it's learning and even our school system.
What's it like to be a security for those 8th graders? We talked to security guard Aaron Camacho to get his take.
Hello, this is Wilfredo Baca, and I'm here with Sir Aaron of the Camacho family. And today we're here to talk about Mr. Camacho's job here as a security guard.
Thank you for having me, Wilfredo.
What are your thoughts on some of the rules here?
The rules are pretty simple, I think, if you follow them. But some of the rules I think are the most important. The one that gets me the most is hands to yourself. That, like, I can't stand when people just constantly grabbing other people because it's personal space. For me, that's one of the main ones that I tend to crack down on the most because I don't like people touching me. So another rule, let's see, cell phones. Cell phones is actually a big one because that's the main cause for, like, fights around here. Like, it all tends back to he said, she said over social media. Though gum one kind of gets me too because I be stepping in gum a lot lately. Those are my three main ones right there. Ooh, uniform. Yo, some of these kids be wilding out with the uniform though. Some kid wore a sweater the other day and I forgot what it said on the sweater. But I was like, yo, your parents let you leave the house with that sweater on, bro? Like, and I can't take him away in the morning because we're supposed to be, like, really nice in the morning. But I made sure I took care of it. Nah. Let's leave it at that.
What do you think are some of the most unfair rules?
Unfair rules? I think all of them are fair. I think, like, if you can give me this, then you're kind of meeting the minimum qualifications, like, for a work. Like, I can't be on my phone at work. It's like I got 700 kids to take care of. If they catch me lacking on my phone, that's it. It's over with. Yeah. So it's like that. My uniform. I remember 6th grade. I used to come over, like, yeah, shorts and all that. That's not professional. But I was like 20 years old, like, so I didn't really know much about professionalism until working here.
Did they even give you uniforms?
Not like we didn't have uniforms back then. They just said, hey, anything with security is cool. But, like, I was breaking the rules.
With just shorts and everything.
Yeah, wearing whatever I wanted. I was breaking rules as well. But now, we grown men. Because I used to greet people in the morning like I do right now. So they see just a random stranger just saying hi to the 700 kids. They're like, all right, well. Watch out, bro. What rules do you guys think are unfair?
The phone one, in some cases, it's understandable. But, like,
it was, like, last year. I was playing rough with a couple of friends. And, like, they dropped me. And my phone fell out. When I was putting it away, they took it. Like, because it fell out of my pocket. I'm like,
see, but that also leads to the first rule.
That's true, but, like,
if I don't see you using it, I'm not going to take your phone away because that's rude. Being a security guard is actually, it's a lot more fun than I thought it would be. I took the job, and they told me, like, this would be my location. And I was like, oh, no, I'm not going to, like, I didn't want to work with, like, kids your age. But I'm glad I did, though, because it's pretty fun. Yeah, you meet a lot of different interesting kids. But the toughest part for me being in security is getting the kids in trouble. Like, cause I mean, I was the kid that always got in trouble in middle school. So the security guard would always yell at me. So, like, now flipping the role, it's like, all right, how can I approach this kid differently than how I was approached when I was in middle school? And I think that's how I take being security guard now. Like, I approach them in the way I would have wanted.
Sort of stuff like 5 years ago. So, like,
yeah. So it's like when I was, how would I want to be approached as a kid? So it's like you see where the kids are coming from. And I have, like, four little brothers, so.
Do you think we need security?
That's actually a good question, bro, because they're having that conversation right now about us, because at one point we had four security guards, and we lost two.
Yeah.
But when we had those four, it ran perfectly. Like, honestly, from, when was it, August up until whenever Mr. Gonzalez left.
Yeah.
It was smooth. Like, we had no problems, no issues, no fights, because we actually had supervision where we needed supervision.
But, like, on, like, a fighting standpoint, the fights aren't serious whatsoever. I mean, last year, like, half of the fights were play fights.
They were.
Like, because they just want to, like, get a reaction out of people.
Yeah, I think that's the thing with kids your age, I think. Because back then, I would do stuff to get a reaction. And I see that a lot now in some kids. So it's like one of those, all right, I'm not going to give you the satisfaction of me getting upset. So yeah. I'll just ignore it or call it. Honestly, the easiest thing to do is just write it up, call home. But coming back to the security question, I think we do need security because it makes everything just a lot more smooth. I want if you're not enjoying what you do for work, then you shouldn't be there. That's why I love my job. Like, I think working with kids just makes you, it livens you up. You see, you feed off of the energy that the kids bring. And it's like, that's why we want positive vibes all the time. It makes school go by a lot quicker. Well, I'm a middle child.
No. Yeah, same.
The thing with middle child is I used to think it was like a joke. So I was like, aha, but then I noticed like I wasn't getting, they wouldn't never call home in middle school. Like, well, they'd call home, but like, my mom wouldn't pick up, so it was when I was, I'm not getting in trouble for what I'm doing, so I'm going to just keep doing it.
Why not?
Yeah, right? But, I mean, it catches up to you. Because okay, sure. Eventually, exactly, you don't want that bad karma, man. By the first 10-week report card, they told me, you're not graduating on stage. Sure. I had, I think, 8 or 9 U's, I think. If you get more than 4, you can't graduate on stage. So
in 8th or like, what, 6th?
This was 8th grade.
Oh.
It was pretty extreme, bro. I think I cried, but then I was like, man, all right, whatever. They want to take that because I had B's, A's, and C's. No F's. It was just my behavior that was bad.
Oh.
So then I was like, all right. So then I would climb to the top of the gymnasium over there, play Monopoly with my friends. Like, that was our kicker spot. Instead, like, you know, it was just like, it was just that behavior that kind of just gets you in trouble.
That's true. Like,
in sixth grade, my grades were bad, but like, they weren't the worst. But it was my behavior that got me so like. Like, I wasn't behaving at all. Like, I did not listen to any teacher.
No. Well, I remember you. Like, in sixth grade, it was you and Brian Torres. I remember you two stood out to me a lot. And Caesar.
Yeah, Caesar.
Caesar's a character. Like, he's a really good kid. He's funny. He reminds me of my cousin.
He is funny.
Yeah.
What would you rather be doing?
Than this?
Yeah.
At the moment, nothing right now. I'm working towards school right now. I was thinking about counseling because counseling is actually a really good way to get to students. Counselors are really important. I actually still keep in touch with my counselors because, like, shout out them. Yeah. But then I started realizing, like, little by little working here is, like, you can reach a larger group in a classroom than you can one-on-one. And I think that's really important. My history teacher is the one that changed, like, my view of, like, teaching. I think that's the only subject I'd be happy teaching. Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
That's actually terrifying. Like, I'm scared of, like, my worst fear is my own mortality. Like,
it's a scary concept to think about, and I think that's what I had to deal with last year, because my mom passed away last year. So it was a tough time to just think about everything. And it was happening in November, like I said, that during these fights were happening every day. I was like, man, oh, thank you. And it was just one of those, like, it's whack. So you start thinking about it more like, oh, where do I see myself in 5 years? Like, that's a question that I started asking myself last year. So it's like, yeah, I kind of just, you give up on a lot of stuff. So it's like, man, I don't need this. But I think that's the worst thing you could do on kids is just give up on them. So that's what a lot of, I think, teachers make mistakes. They see these kids that, oh, there's no hope in this kid. Like, remember, was a trouble.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He had a lot of troubles. And it was one of those, I always saw teachers, like, yeah, he's like, oh, he's not going to do anything. But, like, when I see him now, he says what's up to me every time. I was like, hey, man, how you doing? You hope everything's good. You know, you kind of just don't let that slip. When you give up on a kid, I think that's what just pushes them down a deeper hole, and they end up. Yeah, and then those kids that are still in those situations are the ones that don't really listen. So you graduate. Do you have anything in mind that would you really think about what you kind of want to do?
Criminal justice or, like, something that's, like, business, because you can go anywhere with business.
Oh, business, yeah, business and administration is crazy.
Because, yeah, like, you know how I was selling candy? I mean, like, I'm a pretty good businessman. Like, I would sell out, like, every day. You can go pretty far as a cop, but, and with a business degree, you can go hella far anywhere. But I don't even know. Like, with business, I'm pretty sure you gotta be good with math. Let's say some kid wanted to be security guard, what would you say to them?
Hey, man, be the best security guard you can be. A lot of teachers didn't like the way I handled situations with kids. They say, you're too nice on the kids, you're too lenient. But those kids are the ones that respected me the most. They listen to me when I talk to them, and they understand I'm not here to get them in trouble. I'm here to help if they need it.
Well, we just had a pretty dope conversation with Mr. Camacho about life. Just want to thank you again for coming on your own time.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. It was an interesting conversation to have with Mr. Wilfredo, Jenny.
This has been Wilfredo Baca.
This has been Jenny Gonzalez.
And this has been Aaron Camacho.
And we are Changing the Narrative, Pacoima, with ConnectoPod.
My name is Jenner Gonzalez, and I like playing video games.
Hi, my name is Agatha Santiago, and I like drawing.
Hello, I am Alfredo Bach, and I like TV.
In this interview, we talk about different topics. So for my first question to Alfredo Bach, when do you think you will finally start to acknowledge what you know and what you don't know?
Next year, because it's high school and I'd rather not be homeless.
Facts. What's your least favorite thing about school?
Homework.
Why do you not like homework?
I don't know, just there's no point. I learned everything in school, so I don't even know.
Favorite thing in school?
The homies.
Do the homies ever help you in school?
Perhaps.
How long have you been at Vaughn?
My entire life.
Would you say Vaughn is a good school or a bad school?
I mean, it's pretty good. It's just like kids are stupid, so. I don't know, and teachers can be a pain. Like, academic-wise, it's pretty good.
How are teachers a pain?
They always catch me lacking. They always find me doing stupid shit, so like, it's not fun. They caught me lacking. Like, they always see me doing dumb stuff. Like, tomorrow, we're not even going to be able to hang out in our normal spot. We got to move because we got in trouble today.
What did you guys do to get in trouble?
We were fighting each other.
Are you going to miss Vaughn when you go to high school?
Not really.
Why?
I mean, not really because some of the teachers here are whack, always catch me lacking, and not also don't really want to leave because like some dope ass teachers.
When the teachers find you lacking, how do you feel?
I mean, it's our fault and they're just doing our job, but like it gets irritating.
Our next subject for this interview will be January. What's one thing you hate about learning?
What I hate about learning is afterwards you get homework from.
Following that question, what's one of your favorite things you like about learning?
One of my favorite things that I like about learning is that I get to experience new things and I know more things just in case something happens in my life. I know what to do or I know about something.
What would you do with the knowledge that you have gained at Vaughn?
I would help myself in my own life to become a better person and also do better things for myself and also the world to people that don't have things that other people do and also to the world itself, like nature.
What's your favorite subject to learn about in school?
Math, because to me, math, if I just like look at it and just get one equation of something that I'm learning, it is easy for me to understand it and I could figure it out.
How would you help other people that don't really know much about math or like how to solve equations in math?
I would help them by showing them step by step how to do the problems, and I would also help them learn more just like teachers teach me.
How do you think this knowledge makes you a better person?
It helps me with things that happen in daily lives, or it could also help me in my future.
So what do you want to be when you grow up?
I have some things in mind, such as gaming, but I also want to use my knowledge for other things, such as creating a company and helping the environment and other people in need.
We'd like to thank both our school and ConnectedPod. Our school, MIT Vaughn Accenture Learning Center, had and will always give us new experiences we could share all around. ConnectedPod had given us new experiences, whether it was from talking to new people or making a step out of our comfort zone. To learn more about ConnectedPod, you could visit ConnectedPod.net. And to learn about Vaughn, come to Pacoima, and us students or teachers will help you learn more about this amazing school. Thank you. That's it. Now you have had the Vaughn experience.
A shout out to Mr. Camacho for taking the time to talk to us.
Changing the Narrative Pacoima is a collaboration between ConnectoPod and Valnek Century Learning Center.
Changing the Narrative Pacoima is made possible by a generous grant from the California Arts Council, a state agency.
Go to arts.ca.gov to learn more.
Follow ConnectoPod on Instagram for the latest.
Thanks for listening.